Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Our one of our favorite segments of the week when we get to talk to Padres skipper Mike Schilt. And is he on the line, Paulie, right now?
Ready to go.
All right, Skip, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing good, man. Are you? How you feeling right now?
Feel great. How about yourself?
I feel fantastic. I was as agitated as you were yesterday, I think. How long does it take you to flush that agitation?
You know, the agitation comes in all different forms. You know, the agitation yesterday, you know, for a variety of reasons, but and some good, like I think I alluded to. But how long does it take? Gosh, man, you got to get ready for the series today. You know, I got to tell you, I'm ready to go.
Good. I mean, it's good to hear. The Manager's Report with Mike Schilt brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. I dare ask you the Wandy Peralta question that you asked yesterday. I liked that you defended Wandy Peralta. I really do. How hard is that as a skipper to look out there and go, all right, he may not have it today, but you trust a veteran guy. That's kind of what you were saying in your post game yesterday. How hard is it to know when to go out? Obviously, hindsight being 20/20, you know, you probably would have done something different, but you feel comfortable and confident that, no, okay, all right. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that just no one has a perspective, but I have a responsibility to answer the questions.
Sure.
But, man, I wish I lived in a world where every game was in its own silo and everybody was fresh and everybody was ready to pitch. I really wish I lived in that world.
Us too.
I don't. Yeah, of course. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Be great. You know, it's interesting about, I'll give you a longer answer because I was pretty sure you would ask, but let's just take it in a silo with Randy. So if you back up and you realize, okay, we've gotten a game that we didn't get through the fourth with our starter and a game that we're currently playing in that we didn't get through the third. And oh, by the way, as a, you know, big picture deal, which I get, in our bullpen has been top two in the league the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And doing really, really well. And then you get back to Wandy. So now you get to a spot that's tremendous for us. You get to a guy that has been fantastic. And, you know, the obvious part to every, first of all, you got 3-batter minimum, right?
Yeah.
So he faced 3 batters. And yeah, he gave up a homer. He gave up a little base hit to right field. All right. And then the walk to Tovar. Okay. That's probably, you know, don't want to give up any free passes. At that point, you're sitting there going, I got a high ground ball guy, and then I got a lefty on deck who you can argue in McMahon is their best hitter.
Yep.
And probably on pretty good footing. And you say, all right, we're now going one over the minimum to Doyle, who hits a ground ball, and it goes in a hole. I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Right.
And then you leave him in to face the lefty, and he strikes him out. All right. We go to the bullpen, bring in a righty, and hits a double. So I don't, you know, how much more do you think he didn't go eight hitters. He went five. And he got the ground ball in the fourth. And really, quite honestly, you know, we had used a lot of our options.
So
know.
It makes sense. I mean,
I don't know what it makes sense. I don't know what you mean to say.
No, it made sense. Yes, you know, it made sense when you explained it yesterday. I, you know, one of those things where I wanted to ask you though quickly. We were joined also by. I just wanted to introduce you, Mike, to Kyle Glazer.
Yep. Oh, I've known Mike for a long time. Doug, how's it going, Mike?
Kyle's in studio with us this morning.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing, bud?
Good to see you. I kind of want to follow up on that. You know, one of the things that coming into the season was one of the things to kind of figure out as the year went on was that bullpen pecking order. You know, okay, who's going to be our setup man? Who's going to be our seventh inning guy? Now that we're, you know, 28 games into the season, how would you say that's shaping up in terms of someone kind of reaching up and grabbing the job as this is our clear, you know, eighth inning guy versus it's still a little bit fluid?
I think we've demonstrated, you know, again, the bullpens are, you know, they can't pitch every day. So we say, hey, there's a seventh inning guy. There's an eighth inning guy. There's a ninth inning guy. Yeah, we like guys in certain positions relative to their availability. And like I said earlier, I think we've established that. And the part that's really interesting to me, and look, it happened yesterday. I'll wear it. If it needs to be worn, I'll wear it, you know. But what's interesting, though, is the 3 weeks prior where the bullpen's got a, you know, like a 1.5 ERA.
Well, you don't get any credit for that. I'm sorry. That's just how that works. No, that's
well,
how
I mean,
it works.
Evidently. I mean, that's fine. And look, the players always get the credit. I will not take that responsibility. My job is to do what I can do in the best case scenario to navigate the game, to continue to put ourselves in the best position. I can just tell you I feel really good about that. Does it work out all the time? No. I wished it did. I think we'd live in, you know, it'd be great. And, you know, so, but it was my point being within those roles, they've changed over those last 3 weeks relative to situation. And I think our entire bullpen has done a tremendous job of being able to pitch really well in those situations they've been called upon. To the point of the top two in the league. Now, what happens when they don't get it right? It doesn't work out. Well, you know, that's the hard part of it. And, you know, it's the frustrating part of it. But, man, you know, those relievers, they've done a great job for us. I mean, Waddy's been fantastic.
He has.
Yeah, coming in.
All year.
Yeah, I think I saw coming into yesterday's game, Wandy Peralta had a sub-1 ERA. And, you know, De Los Santos had a sub-1 ERA. Yuki Matsui was about 1.6. So these guys have been great. And, look, bad days happen. They're going to happen. Like, it's been a great bullpen. It's in Colorado. It's the back of a 4-game series. And, Mike, you know about this. I mean, it can be hard, you know, up there, you know, after 4 days up there with the altitude. Again, these games are going to happen. And overall, you're right. These guys have been nails the entire year.
Yeah, I mean, it's and I'm making no excuses. I'm pointing out just what I feel like are facts and my observation. You know, it's all I can really do. You know, clearly wish it were different, but it wasn't like we were sitting there going, this is, you know, it's okay. We know we got a responsibility. The agitation for me was as much that, you know, as many good things that happened that, you know, the style of play and that you mentioned Colorado, look, the guys are professional athletes. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they got after it. But the reality is it's not an easy place to play. And, you know, we were, you know, having a couple of different moving pieces. And our guys just completely stepped up, played the game the right way, moved runners, stole bags, got bunts down. You know, guys came in to pick up other guys out of the bullpen, did their jobs. Like, it was a really, about a 95% really well-played game that just didn't work out on both ends of the pitching, the starting and the end of it.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Shildt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. Always appreciate your time and your candor and your explanation. I always do appreciate it. I love listening to reasoning behind it. And sometimes we have an idea, and it's nice to either hear it fortified by the manager or completely, you know, shot down. I did. The only question I had, and I want you had to be tempted to go to Robert Suarez at some point, maybe. I mean, he's been very effective, and I think with Robert, he's been able to do it in a limited number of pitching. Was it the fact that he's gone three out of the last 4 days? We want to give him the day today, at least, and you know, he seems to be a guy that always wants the ball, and that's something as a manager you also have to control as well.
Yeah, it would have been 4 or 5, 3 out of 4 in Colorado.
Yep.
Day game after night game.
That's easy. Yeah. He asked and answered by the skipper, Mike Shildt. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of the guys that two guys you didn't play with yesterday, Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado. Is Manny expected back tonight? What is kind of the status on him?
Yeah, you'll see Manny in the lineup tonight.
Oh, good.
I'll be happy about that.
Good. Good deal. It's always nice to see him swinging the bat. And then, of course, Jackson Merrill had a little groin pull. Is he doing okay? Will we see him in the lineup tonight?
You know, we're going to still evaluate Jackson. Good news is, feel like it's not a long-term situation for sure. But want to keep it that way. And any soft tissue muscle can be tricky. Groins can be really tricky. And you know, you push it, and then you're pulling your hair out because you've created something that you could have gotten ahead of or behind, instead of, you know, maybe getting them out there and aggravating it for a 6-week absence. So we're out there on the side of caution, but he'll get evaluated today. But doesn't look to be terribly significant, but it is something, and we'll continue to take care of him.
Mike, to follow up on Jackson, it's been remarkably impressive for a kid who had literally never played center field in his entire professional career, minor leagues included, to come up, learn the position more or less on the fly in spring training, and handle it pretty well as a 21-year-old. Can you put into perspective how difficult it is what he's accomplished? Because I think sometimes fans on the outside assume, oh, guys can move positions. But the reality is, in order to play any position at a major league caliber, even an average major league caliber, you know this as well as anyone, takes thousands upon thousands upon thousands of reps over the course of your life. For him to expedite this process like he has, I mean, can you put into perspective how much of an outlier this is or how impressive it is?
It really is exceptionally impressive, and your point's valid. And you know, a couple thoughts. One, just in general, relative to positions at the big leagues, learning them new. You know, it's understandably, you always want the offense, you want the bat in there. And, you know, you have a club that, you know, most clubs have a spot or two that, you know, you want to get more offense and you're willing to sacrifice defense. And that's okay. But sometimes the sacrifice of defense is just, hey, put this guy here. And, my experience has been, you know, Whitey Herzog just passed away, and I had a lot of conversations with Whitey and other people that won a lot of games in World Series. And, you know, that moniker about pitching and defense is wins championships is pretty darn accurate. Yeah, you got to hit enough for sure. Don't get me wrong there. We got to score, but we get that. But they just go hand in hand with each other. And my point being is, to your point, actually, and your question is, you just fire a guy into a certain spot. Oh, yeah, he can do this, he can do that. And it just, it typically, you know, doesn't work out great. You end up maybe giving up two and driving in one, or, you know, sometimes it's a wash and it extends your pitching. So now coming back to Jackson, wow. You know, he's a baseball player, and clearly they're all baseball players, but, you know, there's an old timey scout by the name of Roy Tanner.
Yep.
And back 100 years ago, and I'd scout with him, and we'd go look and we'd see a guy, he's just a get-it-done guy, meaning you can put him about anywhere on the field, and he's just going to get it done. He's going to find a way to make it happen, and he's going to adapt. And clearly there's some athleticism involved with that. There's also some mental toughness involved with that to stay focused and to know that, hey, you know, I am playing another position, but I'm not going to make it harder than it is. I'm going to go learn it, and then I'm just going to go trust my athletic ability. And then there's that, you know, the athletic ability. So there's aptitude, mental toughness, and athletic ability. And Jackson's got all three of those things. And there's not many of those young men that can do that, you know, especially coming out of a high school situation and only a couple years into professional baseball. The only other guy that comes to mind that recently that I had was a local San Diegoan, and Tommy Edman. You know, Tommy came up as a shortstop and in the big leagues, put him in third, where he never played in professional baseball, and then put him in right field. And, you know, you put him out there, you're not sure what's going to happen, but makes plays. Just a ball player. So Jackson's a really, really special talent in that regard.
No question about it. No question about it. Talking to skipper Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods. Just last one for me. So a couple weeks ago, we asked you, Manny was scuffling with the bat. We had you on. You said, don't worry about Manny. Last week, we had you on. We asked about Xander. You said, don't worry about Xander. And his OBP has done nothing but climb since then. His hit total, everything else, hit a bomb against Toronto. Hit the ball really well. Who should we talk about today? Who needs to, this time next week,
Who's scuffling that needs to heat up
that we should ask you about? I mean, honestly, like, so far, some of those guys are rounding into form, as you mentioned and kind of told us that they would, Skip.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we started the program with one, so, I mean, kept our streak alive. Yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. You know, all I can do is give you the answers to it, man. It's like, you know, Manny, like, it's an easy one for me.
100%.
Right? Like, it's Manny Machado.
Me too.
You know, Xavier, it's an easy one for me. What is really hard, and understandably, I love the fact that people care so much.
It's true.
You know, Whitey also said that, hey, man, you know, you're going to get your criticisms because everybody's either played or gone to a ball game or grown up. And the great thing about our game is that you played softball. You know, you've gone with your grandfather, your dad, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your girlfriend, whatever. People go to the game and people know enough about it and they love to get into it and they love the strategy of it. And, you know, that's actually a good thing. I don't mind that. I think it's healthy. The one thing that you do realize, and I think it's probably taking place a little bit more so in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years with the hypersensitivity of all the coverage to it, and which is, again, fantastic for our sport. And I love it. I think it's great. People are paying attention. But gosh, man, you know, it's a long season. This is a really, really hard game. And if people want to hear it, I don't know. It is. That's all I can tell you. So Manny's got to prove he's human sometimes because, as Tony would say, the other side's trying too. And Xavier, yeah, it was a tough little bit of time. You know, Wandy really got one ball to the kid, Goodman, that got him, you know, hit the ball out of the ballpark. Other than that, he gave a base hit to right. He walked a guy. Okay, get it. And he gave up a ground ball single. And then he punched a dude out. And it's like the world fell. It's the circumstances in a row didn't work out. You get my point.
They do.
It's a challenge. And I'm just personally, I know what a long season looks like. I will never claim to have all the answers. I know from my experiences that if you believe in people and you trust your people, not completely blindly, I get that part, but you trust them, you believe in them. And I think everybody would like that in their jobs, right?
100%.
You know, you don't have a good day at work. Would you want to get just, you know, told to go home or replaced or, you know, moved out of your position? Now, granted, we're in a highly productive arena. We get it. But I do believe I'm going to err on the side of believing in guys, especially with track records.
Yeah, and we've seen that so far. Skip, thanks so much for your time. Good luck against Philly. You know, another tall order. Really, really good ball club coming in. So everyone's excited to see how you guys respond, and I know the guys will be ready to play, so we really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's the one thing I think everybody can appreciate, the effort level and the dedication to compete every day.
100%. Thanks so much, Skip. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right. That was Mike Schilt. Love that dude, man. He kills me. And the manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything we just heard and talk about what our skipper said and get to all that, wrap up the program. Got about 40 minutes left. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to our management report with the skipper, Mike Schilt. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny on vacation in Vegas. He'll be back Monday. Excited to get the old crew back together. Thanks so much for Kyle Glazer coming in, hanging out with us, getting a chance to talk to the skipper. We're all big fans of Mike Shield. And, listen, you could ask me that if I worked at another radio station. I don't care. I like the guy. I like talking to him. I like his explanations. I think he's a very smart baseball man, as you mentioned. One of the few people in this game of baseball, too, that never played the game at the highest level but still gets the respect because of the grind that you mentioned and working his way up. There's a lot of respect in that room for Mike Shildt. You can tell. It's obvious. But I like talking to the dude. He's a fun interview. And you can tell when he gets a little worked up.
Well, animated.
Animated.
There's passion there.
You know, we say it every week. It's nice to be able to have him on after a game like that and hear his explanation. And I listened to it yesterday, his explanation, and I went, yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're feeling. I know exactly why you stuck with him.
Everything he said there was completely rational, made perfect sense. And again, sometimes things don't work out. I mean, that's life. You can do the right thing. You can make the right decision. Yeah. And sometimes it just doesn't work. There are other managers who I've heard their explanations for things. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Gabe Kapler was one that he would give these explanations and you're like, ooh, no, that's you're doing that from kind of a place of ego instead of, it's hard, man, because yes, obviously, like you said, if you're in a silo and you don't have to worry about any other game than yesterday's game, you don't do what you did, especially if you knew how it was going to work out. You'd be an idiot to do exactly what you did, knowing it's not going to work out, and say, I trust myself, and I trust these guys. You'd be a moron. I don't think this changes one thing about the way he feels about Wandy Peralta. The guy's been in the game long enough to know.
It shouldn't. Everyone has bad games. Everybody. It happens, especially in Coors Field. And again, too, it's not just about everything the Padres did wrong. Give the Rockies credit. Give Hunter Goodman credit for hitting a ball to the frickin' moon. Give the Rockies credit for working good at bats, getting those walks. Like, these are Major League Baseball players, too. As much as that's a bad team, even this isn't the NFL where anyone's going, 0-16, 16-0. Everyone's going to win 50 and lose 50 with potentially the exception of the White Sox. I don't know if they're going to win 50.
They may not win 20.
I mean, it's really bad.
They're on a pace for about 19 wins this season.
Although I said the same thing about the A's at this time last year, and somehow, some way, they got to 50. So I think that at the end of the day, look, losses happen. I thought his explanation was perfectly rational and made sense. This wasn't, you know, we talk about Gabe Kapler. My two examples were Omar Vizquel during the 2017 WBC. For a guy who was as great a player as he was, clearly had no idea who his players were he was managing. And also, I remember Ryan Sandberg when he was with the Phillies. Again, Hall of Fame player, fantastic talent. It was very clear his managerial process was not up to snuff, I think, is the kindest way to say it. I remember talking to an opposing manager after the fact. He even told me that we love playing the Phillies because it's so easy to manage against him.
Good Lord. I mean, that's not the reputation you want.
Right. And, like, that's not Mike Schilt. Everyone, Mike Schilt knows the game. He knows his players. He's going to do the right thing, you know, from a X's and O's, you know, standpoint to a stand-up for his players standpoint. Again, everything he said was perfectly rational, made sense. It just, the Rockies beat him. It happens.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it doesn't take away the fact that that absolutely sucks. You know, you can tell he's still a little bit agitated about it, but he's got a really tall order this weekend in the Philadelphia Phillies coming in town with some really good pitching. And you know what, man? You want that. You want to face those teams. You do. You want to face those teams with really good pitching to see where you do measure up and how you measure up. And I'm excited as hell about it. I love it. It's going to have a real good atmosphere at Petco Park. We know that. Fans continue to deliver every single day for this team. Be nice to go out and find a way to beat a couple of these really, really good arms that the pitchers have. It's all order, though, man. But this is it. This is what you live for.
And also get through that lineup.
Get through that lineup.
This is going to be a really fun series. A lot of star power on the field. And look, I don't like saying anything's a measuring stick on April 26th.
For sure.
It's a long season.
I think we both did, actually, earlier in the show. I think we both said measuring stick.
But I do think it's always notable to see how a team responds to a bad loss against a really good team at home, great environment. Again, whether they sweep the Phillies or get swept by the Phillies or something in between, nothing about this series is going to make or break this season.
Correct.
Let's not overstate it.
Right.
At the same time, I think it's still always interesting to me to see, okay, how does a team respond to adversity, in this case, a bad loss? We've seen them respond to adversity well at various points throughout the season. I mentioned that Dodger series. I mentioned coming back and being the Blue Jays on that Sunday. This is going to, the thing about this will be easy. They could very well play well, do things right, and still get swept because the Phillies are that talented. Let's not forget, this team's been the NLCS the last 2 years, but let's just see how they do.
You keyed on something there that I want to talk about in our final segment of the day. We will talk about what it means for the San Diego Padres to play well. I've got some ideas of things that I certainly would like to see change with this team. And we'll talk about that. If you guys want to take a couple more phone calls, we can. We got, you know, 30 minutes left of the program. It's been a fun one today. We have talked a ton of baseball. Really tough scene for those that say we don't talk enough sports. We've been like all sports today. It's a tough scene for you guys.
Want to talk parenthood? We both have three-year-olds.
People get mad at me when I talk about my kids. Kyle, they threaten to kill me. They hate it. It's like their number one thing they hate, but I'm happy to do it. Anytime I can rave about my kids, I'm happy to do it. But we will come back. Final segment of the day right here on Ben and Woods.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Final segment on a Friday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Today, I think, has gone much better than yesterday. No offense to our lovely wives, Paulie. It was a bit of an S show in here yesterday.
It was a lot of different things.
It's just a lot of different people.
You've been
a calming influence. You've injected some youth, exactly.
He actually just reminded me. Part of the chaos yesterday was we had like three pairs of Padres tickets to give away.
Boom.
We have not given away a pair of tickets yet today.
Now, that These tickets are for Monday.
Monday night. It's the knit beanie cap night.
Oh, gosh.
Against the Reds. So if you would like to go to Monday night's game, get your giveaway, call now, 833-288-0973. We'll take a third caller and get somebody some tickets to Monday night's game.
All right. And what are Mud and Don going to do without the material? Because they've been pounding the giveaway. Like, they use it as like a bit. So they're going to need to move on to the next one. I'm excited. They left one here, and I think somebody took it. My wife won't let me wear beanies.
What? Why?
She won't let me.
That's a very weird thing to not let you wear.
She's a weird person, but I look like a moron in them. So she's like, I'm begging you.
That's why she won't let you wear.
She's like, you look horrible. She's a very complimentary person. But she says, anytime you have like a beanie on, she's like, I've never been less sexually attracted to you. If I put a beanie on, if it's cold, she's like, I don't look good in them. I don't look like Mud and Don put them on. They look good. I don't look good in them.
Huh.
So it's like her one thing. She doesn't care how like fat I get or anything. Like, she's fine. If I wear a beanie, she's like, oh.
So this can be your safe space. Wear it in the studio.
Well, I could.
And, you know,
yeah, I could.
It's hot in here. But
it is hot. I'm sweating right now so badly. Paulie's going to take those calls right now, give those tickets away. Kyle Glazer joins us in studio. One of the things I would love to see cleaned up this weekend, I would love to just see some really crisp defense. I really would, and some really crisp base running from this team. You're going to run into some good pitchers. We've got good hitters, you know, and we tend to elevate our game. I do feel like that. I feel like this team is in the last couple of years has played down to competition, and which is a natural thing to do, and played up as well. So
1,000%.
They're going to be running into Tids Wheeler tonight.
Nola
tonight. I'm sorry, Nola tonight. Nola Musgrove. That's going to be
great.
Fantastic. Then Cease against, as you said, probably the most underrated pitcher in baseball. Ranger Suarez is not lost yet.
Yep.
Has looked absolutely disgusting. Is feeling it. He's got the confidence, which in my mind, again, just means he's due for a bad one. Due for a clunker at Petco Park. You know, if you're going out there this weekend, let's get loud. Let's show Philly so it can be like Philly. Now, I don't mean you need to hurl death threats.
That's what's in.
Damn it. I was wondering if you were going to play that today. I think we've exercised the that's what's in curse. I want to believe that. Bryce is going to lose.
Manny's going to cruise.
God dang it. We almost made it through. I was wondering in the back of my mind, will Paulie play that day just to be a jerk? Yeah, and he certainly did. I would like to see that, Kyle. I would like to see them play a little bit more crisp baseball. You're going to have to beat this team.
Yeah, again, this is a team where if you give them an inch, they're going to run away with it. And this is how a lot of times you have to beat these teams who, look, let's just call it how it is. The Phillies are the more talented team than the Potters. This is the team that was in the World Series 2 years ago. This is the team that was in the NLCS last year. You stack up these lineups next to each other. You stack up these rotations next to each other. On paper, the Phillies are a better team. They have a better record. It's all there. The proof is in the pudding. In order to beat teams who are better than you and have more talent than you, you have to play clean baseball and take advantage of when they make mistakes. And you can absolutely do it. The Padres can beat the Phillies. Again, it's baseball. Anyone can beat anyone. But you're right. That is going to be the biggest thing. We've seen them run into outs. We've seen, again, yesterday what facilitated a lot of the collapse was walks from the bullpen. And again, a wild pitch, a pass ball, the avoidable mistakes. There are going to be days, like you said, you face a pitcher who's just got it, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you just dip your hat.
That happens. You're going to have, you know, again, games where you make your pitch, and the other guy just hits it a mile. Like, Bryce Harper has certainly hit some pitcher's pitches 400 feet into right center field, and again, you tip your cap. That's going to happen. It's, to use the worst cliche ever, control the controllables. Play clean defense, be fundamentally sound, be smart on the base pass. If you limit your mistakes, you enhance your chances of winning. And I agree, that's going to be key to watch for the Padres, especially, again, Jerkson Profar's done some great things. He's also done some really boneheaded things on the base pass.
Yes.
I mean, getting picked off at second against the Blue Jays.
Eggie getting picked off yesterday didn't feel like a big deal at the time. Certainly was.
Yeah.
You know, was. Came back to bite you.
Clean up the little things. That is going to be key. I agree.
Kyle Schwarber. Really, really enjoys hitting at Petco Park. And I mean, really, he has got a career OPS of over 1,000, 7 bombs, 13 ribs in 17 games at Petco
and
Park.
And the longest home run any of us will ever see. NLCS, so 488. I remember prior to that, the longest home run I ever saw, I was, I think, 13 years old in the stands with my mom at old Qualcomm Stadium when Barry Bonds hit the grand slam off Dennis Tankersley that hit the scoreboard at Qualcomm. That was 482. I also saw Giancarlo Stanton literally hit a ball out of Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
That was 467. 480, the second deck in right field, and that thing was almost like a rocket.
It was impressive, but it sucked that it came at our expense. It was really, really not a good. He loves hitting here. He's comfortable here. And so Joe Musgrove's got his work cut out for him tonight. Don't leave one up to him. He's going to pound it. Let's check traffic real quick. Got a quick interview, too, with one of my buddies from the San Diego Seals. Big playoff game tomorrow, Pechanga Arena, San Diego. We'll be right back. Welcome to the program. One of our best players, San Diego Seals. NLL, our lacrosse team. I'm the PA announcer for the Seals, and we have a huge, huge game tomorrow, and kind of a really brilliant regular season for our Seals. One game, move on to the next round, joined by Seals player Trey LeClaire. Good morning, Trey. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. It's playoff time. You know, last year, a bit of a disappointment. Last year is in the rearview mirror. We're looking forward. Panther City coming into town. We've beaten Panther City, twice this year? They've given us some tough games. Big, big one tomorrow night at Pechanga Arena, Trey.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's do or die, right? These one-game series are obviously nerve-wracking, but you work the whole year. So we're looking forward to it for sure. We've had two close games with them, so we're looking for a challenging one, but hopefully end up on the other end.
I'm going to need you guys to score really early and really often. I've kind of shredded my throat this week. You guys know I like to scream into the microphone and try to get the crowd riled up. You guys may have to pick me up a little bit in the PA booth tomorrow night. I know you can't. I was really impressed last week with that victory. Weren't really playing for much, honestly. Like, you locked up the first round home game. You tried to knock Vancouver out, and you did. But you guys came out on fire last night. I wanted to ask you, was that a message that Coach Merrill gave you guys? Like, hey, let's go out and get hot going into the playoffs. And I know it's hard. You got a week between games. But what was his message before the game last week?
Yeah, for us, I think just getting back to our A game there and, just going into playoffs with some momentum is always a great thing. So, that was kind of the focus for that game, and I thought we played a really good game against Vancouver.
You did.
And ended their season, so.
That felt so good because, that head coach and I, we have beef, that Kurt Miloski guy. He wrote cheater on that whiteboard and held it up. He thought I was manipulating the shot clock. So I was doubly happy to see that win last week. It meant a lot to me.
It was a great one for sure.
All right, so Panther City's coming in. The game is tomorrow at Pechanga Arena, San Diego. You can get your tickets at sealslax.com. We're going to drop the ball at 7 p.m. Pacific. We need a big crowd. We want everybody out there getting rowdy. Seals have been really fantastic this year. The thing I love, too, a lot of guys have a lot of goals. Everyone is sharing the wealth this year. What is it going to take for you guys to win the whole thing? Because I've been doing this now 6 years. I've been with the team since they started. I want the chip, man. I want it bad. I know you guys do too. What's it going to take? Because there's some tough teams out there still.
Yeah, I think for us, it's consistency is key right now. Definitely during the playoffs, you want to hit your stride and find consistency. And I think for us, we're just still searching for the best version of ourselves. So, just coming off that Vancouver game, we're looking to one-up that for sure.
And so many legends of lacrosse on our team. And again, you could see like how egos could get in the way. There has not been any ego on this team as far as I can tell. And I'm down there pretty close to you guys. Everyone's sharing it. Everybody just wants to win. It doesn't feel like anyone's out for their numbers. I mean, it has really been fun to watch. Probably my favorite year of Seals lacrosse we've had. Is that something that you guys talk about as a team? Like, hey, we got to make sure that we're all pulling together.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just have great leaders throughout the locker room, right? We have legends on this team. We have guys who've been around for a long time, have won championships before. So we got guys that can lead us to that. And, we're going to rely on them during the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, and the other thing we need to rely on is the fans. Would love to see you guys out tomorrow. Get your tickets at sealslax.com. Trey, thank you very much, man. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Don't come see me in the penalty box, though. I feel like every time we, you know, get somebody in the penalty box, they end up scoring a goal. I know you guys play tough. I know you play hard, but I don't want to see you next to me tomorrow. Deal?
Yeah, that's a deal. I'll try
all right.
my best.
All right, good. Good to see
Thanks
you, man.
Me.
We'll see you tomorrow. That's Trey LeClaire. Really, really incredible lacrosse player.
Learn more about this manipulation of the shot clock.
Yeah, so there was this thing last year, or a couple years ago. That was last year. They have a really bad review system. It's kind of an old thing. I just do PA, so I just hold a mic. That's it. And we were playing Calgary at the time. And their head coach was like screaming. He thought I was manipulating the shot clock. I don't touch the clock. He thought I wasn't playing the replays. You have to have two replays. And he was yelling and pointing at me. And I'm looking around behind me like, is he not pointing at me? All of a sudden I look up and he has a whiteboard and he wrote cheater on it. And he held it up and grinned this serial killer grin at me.
Wow.
And I went, what? Then some of the players were coming over near the booth.
And the cross players don't mess around.
Dude, they're terrifying.
Yeah, like, no, that's
terrifying.
Scary.
And the players were coming over going, you're horse ass. And I'm going, what are you talking about? All I have is a mic. I can't do anything with this microphone.
You're not the all-powerful.
No. So we played. He's now the head coach of Vancouver. So we played them last week. Every time we scored a goal, I put the mic down and put my hands up like this. Every single time. I would just stare across the field at him with my hands up. Like, see, I didn't do anything. And it's a fun league. It's a fun sport. It's very violent. It's very high scoring, very fast paced. Yeah. They are magicians. The way that they can manipulate the ball is, it's such a thing of beauty. I never thought I would fall in love with it as much as I have, and I am obsessed with it. And I'll be there tomorrow, Pechanga Arena, San Diego. Would love to see you guys out. I know there's a Padres game as well. If you got to make a choice. This is the playoffs. We need you. We want to move on. We want to win a championship for San Diego. All the guys are really... Kyle, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. We have a treat for you. He has not heard things Ben likes. Our co-host, Ben, I'll just put it this way.
Fellow Torrey
Pines High grad.
I think he's got me by about 15 years, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
He likes a lot of stuff. Check it out.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet. I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy. I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments. I like that song. I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps. I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games.
I like diving into chores.
I like sugar.
I do like Butterfinger.
I like blue and silver, not bad colors.
I like a time change.
I like Major League Baseball's new rule.
I like the radio.
I like geography.
I like the knuckle method.
I like Skippy.
I like pie.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do.
I liked Jace Tingler, too.
I like this day.
I like being right.
I still do like movie scores.
I like good food.
I like maps.
Right. I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation.
I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
I like having the wind go through my hair.
I think I like shows that the characters have an arc.
I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well.
I like those kind of burgers.
I like the big overflowing bag of fries.
I like those little Smarties rolls.
I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo.
I liked his competitive fire.
I like walking around between the different lands.
Steve Kerr, though, I like that.
I like living on the coast.
I like watching Tiger still.
I like the idea of that matchup.
I liked what I saw in the preseason. I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em. I like watching San Diego State basketball. I like those cashew-buttered cashews. I like cold, clear sake. I like a lot of things. I like Chick-fil-A sauce. I just like rankings. I like Steve Winwood. I like Pie Gal Poker. I like to be informed on subjects. I like Chicago. I like Tom Petty. I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure. I do like a good Matt Damon film. I like being on the same page. I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts. I like a lot of things. I like this shirt. I like Wipeout. I liked my omelet. Mm-hmm. I like San Diego State at home. I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player. I like vanilla. I like the atmosphere. I like the felt on a poker table. Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there. I like rhubarb pie. I like the window seat. Changing the subject. I like that. I like just a standard yellow peep. I like how San Diego State's playing right now. I like finer things. I like calling a game. I like fiction more than nonfiction. Just like the cream. I actually like playing golf with other people. I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Shill. I like
Matt. God, it's funny.
He's incredible. He likes everything, Kyle.
I mean, the relentless positivity is great. What the heck is the knuckle method?
It's a great question. It's a great, great question. Some might say it's sexual in nature. Nobody really knows.
There's a lot of potential double entendres in there. I'm not sure I want to know about.
You're right.
But, yeah.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Really appreciate you coming in, hanging out with us. Paulie, great job. I'm Woodsy. Ben will be back Monday. The whole crew back together. And I'm going to give you a go Padres before this thing goes. Have a great weekend. Love you guys. Peace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.